www.blogtalkradio.com.
Releasing information and records outside of the established chain of command and protocol. You have family members who are listening to this. You have victims who are listening to this. You have people who are forming opinions around stuff that is not necessarily accurate. We owe to this family and to the victims the kind of respect and the room to heal that I've asked for earlier.
All right, that's the mayor, Frank Jackson, in Ohio, talking about in Cleveland the situation with Ariel Castro, who now is being held on $8 million bail. He's been called a monster and much worse. I couldn't say it or I'd be fined. What happens next? Well, there's a lot of things that have to fall into place for what I believe should happen to this man. The death penalty is absolutely a possibility. That's where we begin, because all roads lead to Cleveland. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney, and you know it. Everybody still is talking about it. It just happened a few days ago. It's the story of the week, to be sure. It was shocking. It's heinous. It's awful. The things that have come out now, some of the new things that were already floating around, and the reason why the prosecutor has a good shot at going after the death penalty is because, allegedly, one of the things that happened with one of the three women that he terrorized, and that would be Melissa Knight, one of the things that happened there is he beat her, pinched her when she got pregnant five times, supposedly, this happened. Now, they have to prove this. That's the whole idea, would be on the proof of that, being able to show that. But if that's the case, which all of that was reported almost in the beginning because he was blathering on and on when investigators started asking him questions, then that would tie him to murders the way the Ohio law is, and that would give the prosecutor something to hang on to in deciding in trying to make that move for the death penalty, which what I understand is his phone is just on fire with people calling up and saying, do everything you can, do whatever you can to make sure that this man is put into the ground and ends up with a needle in his arm and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they are overwhelmed in Cleveland with media and with their own people in the streets that are coming out and talking and saying they had no idea what was going on, that Michelle Knight was in this situation. And, you know, that one of the things that she said is she absolutely said that Castro impregnated her five times and starved her and punched her repeatedly in the stomach to force her to miscarry. That's specifically what happened there. And now you have the neighbors saying they had no idea, and what did the police know, and it's all of the giant cloud that is surrounding this whole thing. The things that we do know that we feel pretty sure of that are coming out, and we're right there from the beginning, is that he kidnapped two teenage girls and the young woman who I was just talking about, held them in the basement, terrorized them, beating them, doing all kinds of things. And then while that was happening, he was also in the throes of terrorizing the mother of his children. You know, the wife that he was married to, that he shoved her into a cardboard box, closed the flaps over her head, did all kinds of vicious, horrible things to her. And they said they were scared. Her family said they were scared for the sister. So he had a history of problems, sick, twisted problems. He told the investigators when they picked him up, Ariel Castro did, that he was a crazy sex maniac. You know, that's pretty much how he described it. And this is a guy who was driving kids to school. He was a school bus driver. Yeah. Stalking his prey. What better way? And then he was also in the neighborhood giving kids rides on motorcycles, all that kind of stuff. What a good guy. He's in a salsa band. He's in a merengue band. These are all things, some of them anyway, that we've talked about. So relatives of Castro said they were shocked by the allegations, and he had a huge family. And they said they had absolutely no idea. What's interesting is for a man who was doing these horrific things in this house of horrors at Seymour Avenue, what's interesting about that is, of course, he is a coward. He hides his face. He didn't speak. He shakes. He or enter a plea when he's in court. So he's got a public defender assigned to represent him, didn't comment on guilt, innocence, any of that kind of stuff. And Castro just looked down, didn't look up at anybody. And you can bet that when this legal proceeding moves forward, if it moves all the way forward, which it will, after the grand jury, that you will have a packed courtroom of people that will want to see justice served up here, you know, without a doubt. And he had a history of crazy things, savagely beating his first common law wife, shoving her downstairs, breaking her nose, dislocating her shoulder, all that kind of stuff, locking the doors from the inside, not letting her use the telephone, warning her not to leave, all of that. And this family is saying that, you know, they knew that he had problems, but I don't think that they knew this, and that's the other part of it. They had no idea how, you know, what he was capable of. Certainly not the kidnapping and the rape and the sexual abuse and all of that. So the prosecutor in Cuyahoga County is getting all of his ducks in a row, and I think as you sum up the week and the weekend and all the conversation over this, that's going to be the focus for sure. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale in Illinois, the other thing is the Benghazi hearings, and I say don't let them escape us. I think you need to keep putting pressure on the stuff that we heard.
Well, I was commenting before we had, I watched some of the hearings yesterday, and Carol Mahoney out of New York went into this five-minute diatribe of this, of being Hillary Clinton being insulted. You know, I no wonder we have no faith in government anymore, Kate. Here these people have died serving their country. You know, what they forget is that these places that were overridden by terrorists are belong to the government of the United States. That's an act of war.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those 17 days that the FBI couldn't even get into Benghazi to get on that compound and investigate what had happened there. And then Greg Hicks, who was the senior guy in Tripoli, who got the calls from the ambassador, who flat out said we're under attack. I mean, it's clear that's what happened there. And it's fishy. It doesn't matter about Democrat, Republican. It's just wrong. Movies next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. In an innocent Heartland city, 5 are shot dead by an expert sniper. The police quickly identify and arrest the culprit and build a slam dunk case. Tom Cruise is Jack Reacher. Guillermo del Toro presents Mama, a supernatural thriller that tells the haunting tale of two little girls who disappeared into the woods the day their parents were killed. When they are rescued years later and begin a brand new life, they find that someone or something still wants to tuck them in bed at night. A young woman with a mysterious past lands in Southport, North Carolina, where her bond with a widower forces her to confront the dark secrets that haunt her. Julianne Hough and Josh Duhamel star in Safe Haven. Rom-com lovers should take a look at The Oranges. A guy falls in love with the daughter of a family friend, making life just a little bit awkward for himself and the family. Starring Hugh Laurie and Leighton Meester. TV series out this week. Season 3 of Rookie Blue, Season 4 of Royal Pains, Season 5 of both Fringe and Flashpoint, Season 6 of Private Practice, and 30 Rock, Season 7.
Play me a nerd, matey.
With the Obama administration cuts biting into everything, including the recent Fleet Week in New York, I thought I would do my bit to fight back against the sequester with this week's cult classic. Lieutenant Commander Tom Dodge is one of the Navy's best, even if he is a bit unconventional. But to take command of his own sub, he must first prove himself in simulated combat. Dodge is shocked when he is put in command of the rusty and outdated USS Stingray, an old diesel boat. His crew consists of the Navy's worst misfits and troublemakers. To add salt to an already open wound, Dodge's old rival, Admiral Graham, will be supervising the opposing team, the crew of the more up-to-date, nuclear-powered USS Orlando. Dodge must now prove that he and his crew are up to the challenge. Kelsey Grammer and Lauren Holly star in Down Periscope. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
All right, great ad there at the end, Jack. I love it. Fleet Week is so big in New York. Just incredible. No Fleet Week. What do we do without it? Good job. All All right, so if you're not doing the DVD thing, certainly the movie that's getting the biggest buzz, or some of it anyway, has to be The Great Gatsby. It's star-studded, and there seems to be some big interest in this. This is a remake. Robert Redford was in the original movie, but this is a much different version. Baz Luhrmann is the guy who put this together. If you saw Moulin Rouge, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Here's a little snippet of Gatsby.
New York, 1922. The tempo of the city had changed sharply. The buildings were higher. The parties were bigger. The morals were looser and the liquor was cheaper. The restlessness approached hysteria.
Shall we?
Who is this Gatsby?
Do you know him?
Whoa, you
Mr. Gatsby doesn't exist.
Gatsby? What Gatsby?
I beg your pardon. Mr. Gatsby would like to speak to you. Alone.
I'm certainly glad to see you again.
I'm certainly glad to see you as well.
When I made the pleasure of Mr. Gatsby's acquaintance, I discovered a man of fine breeding.
Very interesting. Everything all right?
Yes.
You always look so cool. The man in the cool, beautiful shirt.
She has to tell him she never loved him.
I've just heard the most shocking thing. It all makes sense.
What you called for?
I wish we could just run away.
The candle. Mr. Gatsby, sir.
Love is blinding. I don't want to see what you
have to say. I'm kind of a row. Are you trying to cause in my house?
Gatsby, you know it. F. Scott Fitzgerald, right? Nick Carraway leaves the Midwest, comes to New York City in the spring of 1922. Leonardo DiCaprio, one of the stars, Tobey Maguire, and a slew of others. Sure to be a pretty big hit, it sounds like, at the box office. Here's a different kind of movie. It's called Peoples.
Grace, it's been a year. It's time I met your folks.
We have been through this. Daddy would pick you apart.
Share the chocolate Kennedys.
What are you doing here?
Thought Saturday was the big proposal day.
She can't make a move without Daddy, you know?
Look, you are just as good as him. I mean, maybe not as good because he's a federal judge, but, you know.
Every guy has an idea.
You know, maybe I should just go out there to propose in front of everybody.
Of how meeting the family should go.
Can we help you? I'm waiting.
This isn't it.
Don't run. You're going to set off his instinct to mate.
Well, now you're having puppies.
This May.
I brought this as a thank you for welcoming me into your home.
Wait, you shouldn't have.
She's an AA.
I got it.
1, 2, 3, go. Making a first impression.
You're going to be great.
I don't like him.
Couldn't get any worse.
Oh, wow, that's quite a headpiece.
Come on now, it was the 70s.
You like wearing women's clothes?
Run, chicken! Run!
First one to get home wins. You should try to win.
Do it!
I'll go!
Get him, babe!
Get you now, Mr. Peoples!
I'm gonna win because I'm better than you.
Well, your little exercise really brought the family together. Thank you, Wade.
You need to say, I'm marrying your daughter with or without your permit.
What are you doing here? I came here to propose to Grace.
You want to be king in my castle, but we'll settle this. Walk through the flame and demand her.
Yeah.
say how thankful I am to be here with you. You raised a remarkable woman.
Not my baby Grace.
People.
Virgil's no angel. I can tell you some things.
Now I'm free.
Woo! Get that out of your head. Get that out of your head.
Wait, you saw his man bits?
Every time I close my eyes.
All right, Kerry Washington, who is the star of Scandal, is in this one. She's Grace Peoples, Craig Robinson also in it, David Alan Grier, and, you know, it's a cast of who's who. It's one of these Tyler Perry movies that should do okay. It's PG-13. Sometimes his movies are funny on DVD, too, when it's like the Madea thing. A lot of people like the Madea thing. And, you know, after that, there's a couple of other movies, but those two are probably the biggest. I'll just tell you about a few others. One is called Sightseers, and this is about a guy who wants to show his woman his world in his own way through the British Isles and on and to some other huge sites. And then the rest kind of becomes history. Is it a romantic comedy? Is it a serious movie? Well, it's an independent movie. It is a comedy. It's short. It's 1 hour and 28 minutes. It's kind of quirky. I saw a little bit of this, and it actually looks like it'd be funny, but it would probably be better streaming in the future. And then there's a movie that Nathan said, this is a terrible movie, when he was prepping the show for us, Aftershock. And this movie is R-rated. And in the middle of a night of wild partying, a hapless American tourist and his friends are suddenly plunged into a living hell. What happens? An earthquake rips through Chile, and they happen to be there. It's 1 hour and 30 minutes. The cast, all people you probably don't know. So if you're really bored and eventually this ends up somewhere on late-night TV, yeah, maybe you watch it. It's, you know, those movies about, like, Earthquake. The original Earthquake was pretty good, but they're hit or miss. You're either going to like some of them or not. But this one is low budget, not big superstars, not a big script. So I think I tend to agree with Nathan. Remember, if you go to the movies and you send me a movie review at americatonight.net and we like it, I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right. right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In just a second, but first, got to tell you about the rest of the story. How about this? 2 weeks after a factory just collapses in Bangladesh, now the death toll goes up. Workers that were just in mangled concrete in just a heap, it was horrible. They were just buried alive. Now they say over 900 people. They say 931 to be exact. So somehow, I guess, in the middle of everything else that's happened, this is kind of gotten lost, buried, so to speak, for lack of a better way to describe it, in all these other things that are going on. But that's horrible. That's incredible that we're talking about that many lives being lost. Maybe this will raise awareness to some of these conditions in these garment factories and shops. The workers continue to find bodies. They're decomposed or difficult to recognize. It's an awful situation for anyone to be in, and they're frantic. They're trying to find friends, all that kind of stuff, family members. The owners of the building and the factories are, of course, being investigated. The accusation is that they ordered the workers to enter the building, the factory, on the day of the collapse, despite cracks the day before. I mean, this is a $20 billion industry, the garment industry. It accounts for 77% of the exports in that country. So you got people in the West that are getting good deals and are meshed into the Bangladeshi suppliers. There's a heavy price to pay for these prices that they're getting. And so you've got bad pay, you have horrible conditions for the workers, and then you have this. the building that housed five factories caving in, burying all of those people in just a massive amount of concrete. I mean, it's definitely that nation's deadliest industrial disaster. The amount of people that worked there, too, we're talking about they were able to save 2,400 people when that collapsed. So it could have been even worse. It's hard to believe. 931. Wow. All right. Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right. To topping the mailbag is this one from Adam. And Adam says, hey, Ms. Delaney, in America Tonight, I love your phrase, catch you on the flip side. I've been stealing it and using it with some of my compadres. I don't know if you saw this or not. I know this sounds odd, but I grew up with a little tiny sunfish sailboat, so I'm into watching what's going on in the America Cup races and all that kind of stuff. The big news is there was an accident, and one person was killed after the boat capsized. So one of the boats in a training run for America's Cup, and this happened in San Francisco. People don't realize the skill that it takes to run these boats and the danger, and this just illustrates that danger, I think. Too bad. You certainly feel for the people from this group where one of the racers was killed. What are your thoughts? I think I've heard you mention sailing before. Yeah, you know, it's funny, Adam, that you say something about sailing, because I had a little, you know, they didn't cost that much. And I remember we had a sunfish. We had to have sailing lessons. We were out in this big bay, and it was great when it was windy. But then, you know, that tacking thing going back and forth, that was a little bit tough. But, yes, that's nothing compared to what they're doing on these huge, huge, you know, sporting yachts. And the amount of work it takes the crew in the back and forth, you have to be on top of it. And it was just one of those, what it was, Andrew Simpson, who's an Olympic gold medalist, was fatally injured. And he was part of this Artemis racing boat. It's a 72-foot boat. And unfortunately, he got caught. Unfortunately, the boat capsized, and they were tried desperately with CPR, and it didn't work. You know, the other boats came to their aid, and they arrived, and there was nothing that they could do. Paramedics were there, and they responded as quickly as they could. You know, it's interesting because they're one of four teams that are entered in the event. It starts on July 4th, and it had to do with. Part of this had to do with the yacht's waterline length and whatnot. And this Artemis racing team is based in Sweden. They haven't really said too much other than how horrified they are and, you know, how sad they are to lose them and that kind of stuff. But, man, what a way to go, I guess. In a sense, he died doing what he loved to do, if you want to look at it that way. I've said this before. It was my grandmother who... And she didn't say this as a throwaway line. This is really what you believe, that when you're born, your expiration date is stamped on you. And to be someone, I guess, who dies in the middle of doing something they loved is better than the alternative. Although this guy was way too young, and it's horrific for the people that are left. And now, okay, let's go on to racing. So if you're in that boat, you're panicked, you're trying to help, it's not great. It's unusual for someone to send me a note about something like that, too, by the way. So I get you with the sunfish. It's funny that you say that because the sunfish is like the nothing burger boat. I don't even know what they cost now, but not that much. All right, Carnival Cruises, sticking with boats for a second. I got this one from Joe who says, Kate, you're always on top of the news headlines. I like how you move back and forth between them, and you're all over the cruise lines. I'm wondering if you saw the latest from Carnival, the fact that two people are reported missing, and this happened in Australia. Yeah, they're launching a search still for two people that went overboard. It was a 30-year-old man and a 26-year-old woman. They were missing. They didn't claim their luggage. They looked at the onboard video. They think that they went overboard. in South Wales. They said they were mid-deck, which is halfway up the side of the ship, so it's a long way to fall, so surviving, you can imagine, of course, now it's been a day. They were sharing a cabin and traveling with family and friends. It was a 10-day Pacific Island cruise, and they're pulling out all the stops to try to find them. But here's just another mishap on Carnival. Remember, we had the terrible thing with the Triumph that was drifting in the Gulf of Mexico. The passengers had overflowing toilets to deal with, and waste was running down the walls and all that kind of stuff and had to be tugged in. You had the same thing with the Carnival Dream that lost power, and that was March. So you had a February thing, a March thing, and now you have this. And I would think any more that happens to Carnival, maybe people start to bail on the idea of going on this cruise ship. Now, you know, did they accidentally fall? They, you know, can that happen? Is there something else to this story? You know, who knows? It's just that they were frantically searching to try to find them. And, yeah, it's crazy. At Carnival, they say any publicity is good publicity, but I'm going to have to say I'm going to disagree with what's happening with Carnival for sure. All right, here's one that comes to us from Gary in Indiana. Oh, there's a joke in there, but I'm going to leave it alone, Gary. Like the show? I know you've been all over this Tamerlan Tsarnaev thing. What's going on? What's the latest with his body? Well, you know, the latest is they can't, there's a question about where he's going to be put to rest, and it might have been settled. The remains of the Boston bombing suspect were entombed. They say, thanks to a courageous and compassionate individual who came forward. They wouldn't say where the remains were entombed, but did say they were no longer in the city of Worcester, where the body had been at a funeral home. Tsarnaev's mother, meanwhile, appeared confused by the announcement, because remember, they were talking about flying the body back to Dagestan, and could they do that, and, you know, couldn't afford it, and would somebody help, you know, to do something with the body? And there were other people who were willing to chip in and figure out a way to have him somewhere else, you know, to take him out somewhere else. Some of you called and said, hey, put him on a boat somewhere and shove him off to the side. Now, it's interesting, and I don't know if this is the woman or not, but there's a woman who was a veteran who offered her plot. She offered her plot to the Boston bomber to settle all of this dispute over the body. Take a listen.
Do you feel sympathy for Tamerlan's family?
I feel sympathy for them in that as long as this issue is open, they can't have closure.
But I'm just very tired of hatred and all of this killing and all of this.
But again, that spot is at a national cemetery.
Well, the country would just have to get over that, wouldn't they? Because nobody deserves to rot above ground.
And she, by the way, is a U.S. Air Force veteran, Julie Freen. She's willing to give up her burial plot at Arlington National Cemetery to Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the deceased bombing suspect. No word on whether or not that's where the body was headed, but can you imagine? Ooh, I think people would be very, very upset by that. And would Virginia ever allow that to happen? Ooh, you got to ponder that. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Because you're going to dig this segment if you haven't heard it. It's called We Can Count. Out. Checks meant to compensate mortgage borrowers who fell victim to foreclosure abuses, if you could prove it, finally have started to get surprises in mailboxes, but a lot of the checks are short. So you finally feel like you're getting what you're supposed to get, and then the amount isn't the correct amount. Remember, what they're finding is they're still owed under a settlement reached between the government and 13 mortgage servicers. Under the terms of the settlement, 4.2 million borrowers who went through foreclosure proceedings during 2009 and 2010 are eligible for checks of between $300,000 and $125,000 for a total of $3.6 billion in payments. Did you hear what I said? Billion in payments. Now, the list of abuses include foreclosing on borrowers when they were in the process of modifying their mortgages, repossessing homes of borrowers who were supposed to be protected by bankruptcy law, and foreclosing on active duty service members. That one, I think, is brutal. There's, I know, a big story about somebody not too far from where I live that had that happen to them. The payments were sent to borrowers with mortgages serviced by subsidiaries of Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. They were the two firms that had signed on to the settlements a few months after the original 11 had first reached the deal. So the bottom line is there's some big problems here with these checks. 96,000 people who got the deficient checks were supposed to get other amounts, so let's see if they hurry and correct that. Like I said, boy, that would be frustrating, wouldn't it? Finally, you get what you think you deserve because you're in the middle of something. There are other people that would dispute if you deserve it or not, and all the situations are different. And those, some of those loans were just absolutely brutal. I talked about this the other day. Online plans for the first 3D printed handgun, which could potentially allow anyone with access to a 3D printer to make that plastic firearm, saw that it was all over YouTube, are removed at the request of the Pentagon. Oh, yeah. So that's the other part of this story. We were waiting for the shoe to drop. And so it has been dropped. More than 100,000 copies of the plans, though, were downloaded before the government took the files. So the plans, which have been in the works for months, caused alarm among gun control advocates, but were seen by so many of us that would say, hey, Second Amendment advocates, this is a breakthrough deal. They developed this gun. And like I said, 100,000 people downloaded. All 16 parts of this controversial gun called the Liberator are made from a heat-resistant plastic used in products like musical instruments, kitchen stuff, and your bumper bars. 15 of the components, by the way, are made with a 3D printer. 3D printers are not cheap, but one is a non-functional metal part that can be picked up by metal detectors, so that makes it legal under U.S. law. The firing pin is also not made of plastic, but it can be easily done with a plastic nail. It's interesting. The weapon is designed to fire handgun rounds and even has an interchangeable barrel so it can handle different caliber rounds, too. The blueprint files were made available online, and as I said, that was the whole thing with people downloading the guns. Congressman Steve Israel went nuts on this. He's called for the national legislation to ban the guns. Security checkpoints, background checks, gun regulators, they say will do little good if criminals can print plastic firearms at home and bring them through metal detectors. I guess there is some truth to that. But we live in a free country, and a lot of people thought it was pretty cool, thinking, I'll go to the firing range. How cool is this gun? I can afford this. I can tinker with this. I'm kind of an engineer, so I like this idea. This story was a big story, and it had nothing to do with plastic guns. It has to do with $45 million that was stolen from ATMs in 12 hours. Oh, boy, this is always the fear, isn't it? A global gang of cyber criminals were responsible around the world in two coordinated attacks. They lasted only a matter of hours. The defendants and their co-conspirators had a massive 21st century, they're calling it, bank heist that reached across the internet and stretched around the globe. Those are the words of Loretta Lynch, an attorney, a U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York. So seven of the guys were from Yonkers. They were part of the indictment. An eighth guy was the local ringleader, but he was murdered last month in the Dominican Republic. And then the seven survivors in their 20s have all been arrested. And they were the New York branch of the bigger scheme, really, that involved hacking into the databases of debt card processors in Oman and the United Arab Emirates and raising the balances. This is what they did on the accounts tied to thousands of cards. So the card data was written on to clone debit cards, which then were distributed to dozens, hundreds of cashers who made two coordinated mass cash withdrawals in 24 different countries. And the first one happened on December 22nd of 2012. They had about 4,500 withdrawals. This is crazy. And that was $5 million. Then they had a bigger one in February, mid-February. They withdrew $40 million in 36,000 different transactions over 10 hours. The New Yorker's take was about $2.8 million, most of which was deposited into the defendants' bank accounts, but some was used to buy some German cars and some Swiss watches. Isn't that what happens? You're going to get caught. Remember, that's the mafia rule. You cannot spend the money. But they were onto them. They had a line on them and knew this was a global thing, like I said, and they were going to try to figure out who the culprits were. And they did just that through a series of people cooperating in the U.S. and in some other countries, too, which is just the biggest fears of everybody, getting the information and having an attack like that where you just have a bunch of people out there and they run to the ATMs, and before you know it, you know, that's it. Boom, you're done. There's always been disputes about pit bulls. I'm a dog lover, and I've met pit bulls that are calm and wonderful, but there are people that, you know, raise pit bulls to do other things. The cops in L.A. are searching for four pit bulls suspected of killing a jogger. Oh, I hate to hear stories like that, because they were probably trained to, you know, to be aggressive. So there's a 63-year-old jogger who's just simply out taking his morning trot. And unfortunately, the dogs got loose somehow, and they were attacking. And it was a woman that we're talking about. Tried to trace the dog away. The dog ran off into the desert, but then turned around another one and attacked the deputy. He fired a round at the dog and tried to kill the dog. The dog took off into the desert. The woman died while she was in an ambulance on the way to the hospital, about 65 miles, actually northeast of L.A. So they're trying to determine the cause of death, but they're telling people, watch out for the four tan dogs, and they were using helicopters and whatnot to try to find them, and no such luck. They're thinking there was probably some of these pit bulls that were bred in that area, and that's pretty scary stuff if you think about it. She certainly wasn't expecting that to happen as she ran out in Palmdale, California, which, if you know anything about that area, it's a desert, but you're not thinking, geez, I got to watch for these wild dogs. Sad day for her family, for sure.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.